is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening or watching Davin's, and we certainly appreciate you guys hanging out with us on this evening or day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. So it is countdown season, kids, my favorite little portion of the year where we count down zaniness. And this year, in honor of Valentine's Day, love fails. Everybody on Valentine's Day wants to tell you how wonderful love is, but we all know that's not always the case. And we know sometimes you feel down in the dumps about how your love life's gone. Well, we're here to provide you with 9 stories that are going to make you feel a lot better about the crazy bitch or bastard you're hanging with or used to hang out with. It could be much worse. And Pip and I and Joe are going to fight through to see the 3 worst, 3 biggest love fails of the year. Creativity and hilarity certainly count. Anybody can kill a motherfucker, but how did you get there is what makes you interesting. So, without further ado, I will kick off the music for us. I love the anti-love song medley, and we shall continue, or begin, I should say, as that plays in the background. I will start us off. Joe will go second on this one, and Pip will close out the first round for the 3rd biggest love fail between last Valentine's Day and February 8th of 2022. All right. A South Carolina man was arrested for allegedly tossing a bucket of urine at his girlfriend during an argument Tuesday morning, a new report said. I'm already getting the look I want from Pip. Fred Funye, 61, allegedly attacked the victim at the couple's Myrtle Beach apartment. Hey, Joe, I wonder if we met them. After a night of drinking.
They were probably on the floor down by the freaking floor the next floor down. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it took a while to get there.
No, it didn't.
His 27-year-old girlfriend told police, according to an incident report obtained by the Smoking Gun. Responding police know the girlfriend's clothing was drenched in urine. The report said officers also spotted liquid on the floor. They brought in the detectives, kids. The detectives spotted the urine on the floor. Nothing gets past these super sleuths.
Funye. We're having a picture.
Funye was initially
You know what they said when they walked in? You're in trouble.
No.
See, Joe, that's how I let a stinker go. I just don't say anything, and I let you marinate in it. You see the difference between you and I? I give you a stern look like, you know what you did. But you, you have to roll up the newspaper and smack me on the nose. That's the difference between us. Funye was initially passed out when police arrived, the report said. When police roused him from his slumber, he denied throwing a bucket of urine at his girlfriend. Police charged Funye with domestic violence. The couple had been dating for 4 years, the girlfriend told police, and started living with each other 5 months ago. All right, a couple things to keep in mind here. Either he keeps urine in the house by the bucket, that's one possibility, or he was so annoyed, he actually pissed in a bucket to show how angry he was. It's one of two things. Either there's tossing urine readily on hand at any moment in case the occasion should arise where one needs to toss the urine, or he was like, hold on, bitch. Hold on. Yeah, I'm pissed off. I'm going to show you how pissed off. Stay right there. I've been drinking. This is going to take 5 minutes. And he pissed in a bucket. Now, keep in mind, either she knows there's a bucket of urine in the house at the ready, or she sees the urine going down, so to speak. She is so fat, slow, stupid, uncoordinated that she cannot dodge a bucket of urine, because she didn't get some urine on her. She was drenched. Let me tell you something. When I see a bucket of urine coming out, I'm not staying for conversating. The time for talking is over. If Joe and I are arguing, he goes, you know what? I've had enough. And I see him drop trout, I'm not sticking around to see how this turns out.
I really like the point of, did he prepare for this event? Because it's a bucket of pee. I mean, she's drenched in it.
Yes.
It's not like
maybe
a little...
no beach. It's not a farm. Here's another thing. This guy is a half step above primates who throw feces. And the only reason he's a half step above them is because he used a waste delivery system called the bucket. That's the only... He didn't throw the urine with his hands. That's the only difference. So that is my number three biggest love fail. Joe, you're up, sir.
Okay, so yours was about... bucket of urine. Lasaka wife burns husband with cooking oil after she was queried about a plot she acquired without his knowledge. This is from the 29th of December 2021. Police in Lasaka have launched a manhunt for Elizabeth Matri, age 32, after she assaulted her husband Alex Bude, age 39, house member 116, Cuckoo Compound, by pouring hot. I used to hang out.
No.
Now we know why Joe was drawn to the story.
Cuckoo compound.
Cuckoo compound.
Did you make a call and go, aunt? Is this about you?
No.
and he would have gone, silly boy. You know our preferred weapons of choice in this house, and it certainly isn't cooking oil.
No, usually it's a traffic report. A traffic reporter coming by the house at the wrong moment, and then his ass is being thrown in a fire pit. But that's another story. Pick up the book.
Well, that was a different story. That's not the one that got his toys taken away.
Well, yeah, but that was a setup anyway. But anyway, police in Lusaka have launched a manhunt for Elizabeth Smith-Seed, age 32, after she assaulted her husband, Alex, age 39, of house number 116, Cuckoo Compound, by pouring hot oil on him. The incident occurred on 28 December 2021, 22:330 hours at the compound's house. The victim sustained severe burns on the back, left side of his face, and eyes, and is currently admitted to trauma level 1 hospital. You know, that's the best care. We are appealing to members of the public who may know the whereabouts of the suspect to report any nearest police.
Follow the smell of French fries. Follow your nose. The bitch that smells like French fries. That's who did it.
Yeah, right.
Is that? Do you have Wessonality? I think you have Wessonality.
You've got a terrible Wessonality.
I prefer to be burned with olive oil. It's much better for the heart.
Oh yeah, my god!
Too, even though it's burned to a crisp, but nonetheless, it'll heal better.
You look like the bacon I made last night.
That's terrible.
All right, so Joe has the cooking oil incident.
You got urine. I got oil. Pip, what you got?
Well,
if Pip has, I'll tell you right now, Joe. If Pip has shit, we're in trouble.
Man kills wife with nail gun before trying to turn it on himself. Authorities say advocates for victims are speaking up.
Hold it.
What?
The person couldn't get killed.
No, they can. That's only...
In this one, they can.
Yeah, they can. It's only the Mother's and Father's Day. The kids can't get killed.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I didn't give a shit. No, I got stories. But...
Okay. Joe's like, I got stories.
Rethinking his choices, man.
The people that got nailed, you know, wish they were dead with urine and hot oil all over them. Maybe a nail gun.
All right, Pip.
I don't know.
Pip, go on.
Cypress, Texas. Officials at the Houston Area Women's Center say last year there were 81 domestic violence-related homicides in Houston. That's not funny. That doesn't even include the rest of Harris County, where a man was accused of brutally killing his wife in Cypress last month. Right now, there is a major call to action for all Houston area communities. A woman who asked not to be identified was in disbelief learning what investigators say her neighbor, 63-year-old Lam Nhoc Tran, did to his wife, Mai Thai Dang, at the Cypress home on...
Sorry, me nails good.
I knew that I was going to kill Joe with the names.
Oh, well, now these names. Joe thought it was like Joe thought it was a contractor. Now he's thinking somebody who does manicures. Joe's completely lost.
Mai Thai Dang at their Cypress home on Peralta Springs Lane.
I'm sorry. I had a great drink one time. I'm like, Mai Thai Dang. Yeah, how am I
Dang. That's okay. Shocking, the woman said. Harris County Assistant District Attorney Michael Hanover said there was a pneumatic nail gun that we, at this time, believed to be consistent with the patterned bludgeoning injuries that she suffered. Hanover says Tran murdered his wife. He turned the nail gun on himself in an attempted suicide. He survived and called police, who entered the home and found the gruesome scene. We would have never guessed it, the neighbor said. We would have never thought. Why neighbors say the couple was quiet and private, officials say there was a history of domestic abuse that the family was aware of. In this situation, there's evidence that the investigation has uncovered regarding a prior call for service to the residents, Hanover said. Hanover noted that Deng filed for divorce months ago and was due in court for a protective order hearing against Tran the day after she was killed. 4 to 5 domestic-related murders happened in that 6 to 18-month window when a survivor decided, I've had enough, I'm going to leave. Chow Nguyen, who is the Chief Public Strategies Officer in the Houston Area Women's Center, says many outcomes like Deng's could have been prevented with intervention. We call it the 3 R's, recognize the signs of abuse, respond appropriately, and refer, Nguyen said. Nguyen adds, before leaving an abusive relationship, it's important to have a safety plan in place. Tran was being held at the Harris County Jail on $500,000 bond for murder. If found guilty, he could get life in prison and kept away from the prison shop area.
That's the funniest part of the story. You know what you did. No more nails for you, mister. Good thing you didn't kill her with a lead pipe. He wouldn't be allowed to use a toilet.
Yeah, guess what your work detail's going to be? Well, I can guess what it's not going to be.
That's hilarious.
You know,
women's organization's got to figure something to rhyme with T for tools.
Or D for dang. I mean, dang, this husband was mad. No, that was the wife's name. But,
yeah,
you know,
imagine if he passed away. The story would have been read, dang, done, died.
I just thought this was really a unique way to decide to bludgeon one's spouse to death.
All right. So I don't think this is an easy choice. I think these are 3 very excellent candidates. Clearly, Pips had the worst outcome because we have somebody dying there. So clearly, Pips has the worst outcome. But I would argue mine is the most creative because it's a bucket of urine. It's urine at the ready.
What would you rather get poured on you, a bucket of urine or a bucket of cooking oil?
Oh, no. As far as outcomes, mine is the least horrific. I will concede that. But I contend, and I said in the rules, creativity counts. When it comes to creativity, a bucket of throwing urine, not the regular flushing urine that you're familiar with, the throwing urine, and the type of urine that you don't get changed out of, you keep on you for a while, because just to let yourself marinate in the throwing urine, that is the most creative. I contend I win that one.
No, you don't. I mean, cooking oil wins the day hands down, or hands up.
I think that the bucket of urine is creative, except in my lifetime, I did not personally know this person, but through my brother, we know of a person who was not mentally right, I'll add. He kept gallon jug after gallon jug of his own urine in his room.
All right, Pip, that doesn't take a... Pip, the fact...
I'm saying, he had plenty of throwing urine ready. It's not
Pip,
as unique as you thought.
Pip, the fact that your family, where mental illness runs wild, knows somebody else that's mentally ill, does not take away from my story at all. I am sorry.
I think that probably when they cleaned out this guy's room, there was like wall o' urine.
Fair enough.
He could have He could have splashed his juice all over any number.
But you know the difference, Pip? He wasn't skilled enough to get himself a girlfriend.
No.
So let's take your story.
He was ready.
So we'll pretend that hoarding urine is a thing. to entertain Pip's argument. Well, according to Pip, this is what family friends do. So, you know. But Pip, think about having so much game that you're a urine hoarder, and you can convince a woman who's half your age to move in with you. And then after all that, you ruin it. But she's so fucked in the head, she's like, you know, this is terrible, but God damn, that's his urine, and I just want to keep it on me. I love the musk. I think they're all clearly love fails, or they wouldn't be here. I mean, I can fathom, and I would never do it, getting so pissed off at somebody while you're cooking or something, where you throw hot oil on them. I could see that. It almost happened in this house last night. I could see that. Because I'm cooking stuff. Yeah, you know, can we stop with the fire, the smoke detectors adjacent to the kitchen? Can we stop with that nonsense? Because every time you cook something, it's going to go off. So I got my gimpy wife, because it won't shut off, and she can't stand. We don't have a broom, because that's at the new house. So I got my gimpy wife sitting in the hallway, swinging the bathroom door back and forth as I try to cook dinner. So I can understand. And I was marinating some... caramelizing some mushrooms and onions, Joe. So at that point, I could see throwing some hot oil in a fit of rage.
What's your problem with a flamethrower?
Because I was cooking on an inside grill, like a skillet, and my daughter wants bacon, and I've never cooked bacon before, and bacon's a smoky pig, so it was just fucking smoking. What do you want me to tell you?
What are you making bacon for? You can't eat bacon.
My daughter eats it. I've never had it. My daughter eats it. I've never cooked it before. My wife always cooks it, but, you know, trying to help her out there. You know, I don't want her to exercise her legs. I want her to exercise her flapping arm.
Couldn't she give you some tips while you were cooking bacon?
Well, she did, but they weren't good ones.
With our old toaster, when I was growing up, the only way you knew the toast was done was when the alarm went off. The fire alarm.
Oh, you gotta see the guy at the day program when he makes toast. I go, you know what? If you had a restaurant, people would know how to get there by following the fire truck.
All right. I contend that Pips is eliminated, even though it's the most gruesome. Because it's a weapon, but I could see it. Going against piss and oil, Pip. This is not a bad effort on your part. Not a bad effort.
Thank you. I'll take that it's not a bad effort.
Not at all.
And graciously bow.
In another year, that easily could have been the third one. A nail gun is a creative way to kill someone. That being said, I think we're against urine and hot oil here. I still got to say, you don't get a lot of urinings. You just don't get a lot of urinings.
You don't get a lot of hot oil either.
Actually, I've seen it with kids. Like, people throw it at kids a lot. I have seen that.
And hot oil wins over urine every day.
Well,
I think both are really, I mean, they're really creative calls. I like both these stories a lot, and I think that it's really tough because the wonderment of how did you amass that much urine to drench somewhere?
Drenched.
Versus the horror of hot oil and what it would do to someone's skin. They're both really good, and I'm going to venture and say I think it should be a tie.
Nah. All right.
I'm sorry, but they're both really good.
Fine, whatever.
Look at Devin looking disgusted because he wanted to sweep. sweep, but I don't.
No, it's not. It's not about sweeping. It's not about sweeping. Listen. There's just not a lot of urine throwing. I'm sorry. There's just not. But fine.
But you guys. No, I don't think there is, and I think that they're both in their own unique way. They're both really good, and it's how weird that you both brought the fluid.
All right, Pip. Fine. We'll call it a tie. You go first on this one.
Okay. All right. Let me just. All right. Utah man arrested for allegedly attempting to run over pregnant girlfriend twice.
Well, the first time didn't take. It's like the old story with the woman. What do you say to the woman who has two black eyes? Nothing. You told it twice.
That's such a terrible joke.
Oh, what are you talking about? Sorry, I'm not the urine collector that your family hangs with. I apologize.
A man has been arrested after officials said he attempted to run over his pregnant girlfriend twice in Salt Lake City on Monday. Maverick Fumanu, 30, was arrested for attempted murder and attempted kidnapping after witnesses reported seeing Fumanu trying to run the woman over in Mill Creek, according to a probable cause statement from the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. Witnesses told police that they saw Fumanu drive up on the sidewalk in an attempt to strike the woman with his car, forcing the pregnant woman to jump out of the way while she ran to two different houses for help. The woman continued running when Fumanu caught up.
The driveway yesterday.
That's what was going on.
Yeah, you know what sign I'm going to put at the bottom of the driveway? Just another victim. That's what I'm going to put at the house. I'm going to have just another victim and another sign that says, let the bodies hit the floor. And you've been warned.
The woman continued running. And when Fumanu caught up to her, he put her in a chokehold and attempted to drag her into the car he was driving. A probable cause statement reads, when the woman escaped again, she's slippery, probably covered in urine. Fumanu attempted to run the woman over again by driving onto the sidewalk. Bless you. Police spotted the couple less than a mile from where the incident occurred and said the woman did not want to cooperate with the investigation. Based on the witness's report, police arrested Fumanu, who is now being held at the Salt Lake County Jail without bail. Records show that Fumanu is a convicted felon in California for sex offenses with a minor, robbery, and was also convicted of a domestic violence charge in Utah in 2018. So, I submit, this guy is a real goer. He is just try and try again. He is going to run down his pregnant girlfriend if it kills him, or if it kills her, rather. I think that this is an excellent love fail.
Okay, very good. I took a different tact with this one here. I'll do the next one. Joe will do the last one. Took a different tact. The tact, dare I say, in these 10 years of doing it, we've never done a story like this before. This story is so powerful. Dare I say, I might be making a mistake putting it at number two. We've never seen this. We've never done a story like this before. Are you guys ready?
I don't know.
A bride collapsed and died at the beginning of her wedding in India. So the groom, what do you think the groom did?
Had the first and last dance with her.
Well, very good, Joe. What do you think? Very good, very good. I like that.
She collapsed and died at the wedding?
Yes.
I think he moved on to the next girl.
So the groom...
Let me tell you something. Your wife almost did when we were doing that roast at yours.
Yeah, well, you almost died there, too. There would have been a lot of damage. I'll tell you what, the New York, New Jersey open mic community would have lost a lot of stars that evening.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, there was the nail gun available.
Yes.
Yeah.
A bride collapsed and died at the beginning of her wedding in India, so the groom married her younger sister instead after the body was moved to another room, according to reports. Pip's mouth is open. That's an excellent sign for so many things.
I was right.
But it was a sister. The bride, only identified as Serby, collapsed of a heart attack while exchanging traditional garlands with husband-to-be Mangesh Kumar at the start of their ceremony Thursday, according to News 18, citing the Indo-Asian News Service, IANS. She was pronounced dead by a doctor who raced to the festivities in Sampora village in Uttar Pradesh, the report said. We did not know what to do in this situation. Both families sat together and someone suggested that my younger sister Nisha should be married to the groom, the women's brother Sarab told the IANS. The families discussed the matter and both agreed. It was a
This guy would make a great MC because, you know, he knows that the first act is dying, immediately gets them off, and then brings up the next act and gets the gig over with.
The first act is dying!
Get him off! It was a bizarre situation as the wedding of my younger sister took place while the dead body of my other sister was lying in another room, according to the Times of India. After the joy of the wedding, the family immediately held last rites for the dead bride-to-be.
What was that, the reception?
It was a tough decision for our family, one of the women's uncles, Ajab Singh, told IANS. One daughter was lying dead in one room.
Made in 37 seconds.
Here, we have another bride.
Just pick behind door number two. Let's go.
We were worried about why did somebody have urine at the ready? Why did they have a backup bride?
Well, it's India.
Yeah, really.
That's what they do there. They're very prepared. One daughter was lying dead in one room and the wedding of another was going on in another room. We have never experienced such mixed emotions. The grief over her death and the happiness of the wedding has yet to sink in. Alright, so let me plead. First of all, Pip's mouth open, like I said, bodes very well for me. So let me plead my case and then we will go to Joe. Nothing says love fail like any sister will do on a wedding day. The people who I feel terrible for are the people who gave the gift of monogram towels, because now that gift is fucked. So I was just like wondering how's the meeting go. Listen, I came here to fuck a daughter tonight, and I'll be damned if you get the dowry of goats if I don't fuck a daughter.
Oh God!
How ugly does the groom have to be that the bride died of a heart attack? Over my dead body. Well, if you say so, sweetie.
Over my dead body. That's perfect.
Thank God this wedding hall had multiple rooms. Otherwise, they would have had to serve the tandoori chicken right on the corpse. So let's thank ourselves for little miracles here. And keep in mind this.
There was no ice left for the drinks.
It's India. I doubt it. Keep in mind this now. Every day they have an anniversary is also every day they have Dead Sister Day.
Wow.
Like I said, we've never seen anything like this before. We will argue this out, but Joe should get his say.
All right. Everybody waiting for a heartwarming story?
Yeah, but I have a feeling that we won't get one.
I have a feeling this is going to be very punny with that lead-in.
Woman tortured with burning cigarette butts, gang raped indoor district, husband, four other men held. A 32-year-old woman who was allegedly gang raped and tortured by her husband and four of his friends in Madhya Pradesh indoor district, police said on Sunday, and the five accused were arrested. The woman claimed that she was brutalized by her husband and others who performed unnatural sex and also singed her private parts with cigarettes.
Oh.
They also threatened to kill her when she arrested the sexual assault. I guess she's no fun. An official said, quoting FIR, the alleged gang rape occurred at the farmhouse under Shapur police station area of Indore between November and October 2021, the official said. The woman hailing from Ketasakwala got married to the Indore-based man after meeting him on a matrimonial site. Apparently, they didn't see the torture disclaimer on the bottom. However, the man is already married, the police sub-inspector said. I guess this guy isn't good enough to be an inspector.
Sub-inspector.
sub-inspector. Yeah, sub, look, I think we can go underwater. The complainant told the police that she somehow escaped from the farmhouse and traveled to her parents' home in Kattegat, but one of the accused men followed her there, intending to harm her, the official added. 5 men, including the victim's husband, were booked under various sections of the Indian Penal Code. Write your own joke, folks. And were arrested from various Madhya Parish and Chattagong, he said, adding the further investigation is underway.
Damn.
That's just a horrible story.
Thank you.
That is really horrible.
I mean, now, to me, we have had stories of husbands participating in the rape of their wives and girlfriends before. We have had that. There's nothing fun
but
about it.
But you've never had unnatural sex acts. Well, I don't know what happens out on the road, but, you know. It was that night up in...
Don't want to know.
I don't even know what to make of that, Joe, because I feel like there was never any love there. I feel like my soul was treated like that poor woman after hearing that story.
Yeah, I'm horrified, but I don't even know what to do with this information. It certainly was a terrible thing, but I think Devin, you just nailed it. That there wasn't.
That's your story.
I told you we were going to get punny. I told you.
Oh, I nailed it. Dang, nailed it.
Well, in Joe's story, everybody nailed it. Apparently.
Ken White listened, and he says Devin, your audio is muffled. I don't know if that's still the case.
My audio.
Ken, let us know if his audio has gotten better.
What? Okay, I don't. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, you're muffled this time. Wow.
I mean, if they can't hear me, I guess I can reboot Zoom if need be.
No, it's not the camera. It's muffled.
Maybe I'm too close. Maybe I'm too close, or it's the cocks in my mouth. Could be the cocks in my mouth.
Cocks in your mouth.
You would think with all the cocks in my mouth, I'd learn how to speak and enjoy myself at the same time. But you know, whatever. Another love failed by your pal.
Funny. Wow.
All right, Pip, you were saying.
I was just saying that, I'm sorry, Joe, but that's like just a litany of gruesome, but not really a love fail, except for the fact that, he was also married, but then this was his wife or his girlfriend. Who was this to him?
It was his wife. Apparently, he was married to two women.
That's my favorite part of the story. The fact that this monster can get two women while some schmo's at home and can't get one woman. That's my favorite part of the story.
Well, that one's got gallons of urine all around him, so nobody's going there.
Well, I don't know. We just heard about someone who go there and likes to lay around in it.
Damn, that's a love palace compared to your guy's house. did you say... urine. I'll be right over.
Yes.
I don't know, Joe. I kind of am enjoying the. I'm really enjoying the wedding funeral combo over the litany of death and mutilation. Yeah.
All right. I'll take that. But Joe, you should know. That you scarred us, if that makes you feel better. That was...
Yeah, I don't feel good now.
That was... We were having such a good time, and as usual, you ended it. So,
That was... Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
You know, there's some lady with tire tracks on her ass, but twice. And I'm a bad guy.
Well, she had that big belly to protect her.
All right, so I will take number two, but out of respect for Joe's story, I will not gloat because I don't feel like gloating is appropriate after hearing that story. But thank you for number two. So we will.
Yeah, that's, Let's have a moment for that poor woman. Oh, Jesus.
Christ. Well, I'll tell you what, though. She survived, so the next guy who comes along, he's going to look pretty good. All right, so we got that going for us. So, Joe, why don't you kick us off in the final round here, Joe?
Okay. So, basically, one of the things was creativity.
Yes.
And I think that creativity was a big part of this segment. So, with the creativity, let's continue on to my number one or numero uno story. A woman has revealed the genius way she caught her boyfriend cheating after he said a seamlessly innocent snap of him watching the Olympics. TikTok user Megan Marie shared a video of the photo her bloke, I guess it's an English story, had sent her when she asked him what he was up to. He responded saying, watching the Olympics with the boys, see you tomorrow, but the photo he sent said otherwise. While at a glance, it appeared simply to capture the TV set showing the Olympics. What the love rat had failed to notice was the mirrored television cabinet. In the reflection, two sets of legs can be seen, his own and then a smoothly shaped pair of female pins. We're talking English. Female pins. Megan also spotted several fashion-themed coffee table books, leading to believe he was in the woman's house, another woman's house. A pair of smoothly shaped things on the sofa behind the man and was reflected in the mirror. She went on TikTok with the video and was viewed over a million times. Do I have to be dumb written on my forehead, he says in a follow-up video, that she's still seeing him. He's not a jerk, and they're both joking about it. The video has gone viral, amassing over 1.3 million views, and thousands of comments have been pressed on praising her detective work. There you go.
Wait, did you say they're still together?
Yeah, you know what? I just saw that. I got to disqualify myself.
No, you don't have to disqualify yourself. But it's just an interesting thing on a love fail thing. It's not like it's out of bounds. It's just an interesting thing since you've had such better stories to go with number one there.
Yeah. Well, I used hot oil and horror, and I figured just on the clever, that's a pretty clever way to figure out somebody was cheating on you.
All right. Pip, what do you got?
Well, let's see. Where is it? Crap.
We wouldn't know, dear.
One second. No, that's not it either. Okay. The actor who played Buzz in Home Alone has been charged with punching and strangling his girlfriend, allegedly warning her that she'd die after she gave away his autograph for free, according to reports.
All right. You have my attention.
Check out, now, you know who Buzz is in the Home Alone? He's the older, nasty...
I know the guy. He's been to plenty of compound parties.
Maybe not no more.
Oh, my God.
A nice guy, believe me. They were talking about it on Ant's show. This guy's being set up. Absolutely fucking set up.
Hang on.
Well, that's their opinion.
The guy's name is Devin Rat-Ray.
Rut-Row. No, Rat-Ray, stupid.
It's Rat Ray. 44 was arrested Wednesday in Oklahoma on a warrant for two charges of domestic assault and battery over the alleged attack while buzzed, I guess. He turned himself in and was processed before being released on $25,000 bond, cops told Fox News. The attack allegedly happened earlier this month when the actor, best known for playing Macaulay Culkin's mean older brother in the Christmas classics, was in Oklahoma City on December 8th as a guest at a pop Christmas con event. So he was at one of those conventions for fans where they come and they get autographed stuff, and his girlfriend, some fans came up to him and his girlfriend gave out some of his autographed either photos or whatever he had autographed, and he went wild and he turned into Buzz instead of just like tormenting her like he did to Macaulay Culkin. He strangled her. So I just thought, wow. Now, this guy who looks like Buzz managed to get a girlfriend, which is pretty unique in and of itself, but then he strangles her for giving away his autograph. So this seems like quite an interesting love fail to me.
That's certainly interesting. I mean, Joe, I understand what you're saying. He seems like a nice guy, but people are different behind closed doors. Now, that's not saying
no,
he did it.
People get set up, and I know that. He'll be proven innocent. You'll see.
I won't see because I don't care. I guarantee you I will not follow this story. I do not care about a tangential character in the Home Alone movies, I assure you.
he was such a little bastard in that movie.
It's very interesting, though, that the free autograph. Like, how much do you pay for a Buzz autograph?
Why would you?
I don't know. All right. Here we go. My number one contender. I feel good. A 224-pound Russian woman faces some heavy-duty justice for sitting on her husband and strangling him to death with her massive buttocks during a boozy dispute, a report said.
during a what?
A boozy dispute. Does it matter, Joe? He died by ass, and that's your question. Tatiana O allegedly refused to let Adar go, even as he begged for forgiveness. East 2 West News reported, Adar's daughter saw him pinned face down on the bed and ran to seek help from neighbors in the Russian city of, here we go, kids, Novokuznetsk, according to the news outlets, which called evidence in the case. A female neighbor who arrived reportedly decided the couple were in the midst of a domestic dispute and left. Tatiana said she merely wanted to calm her hubby down after the couple had been drinking. Adar died from asphyxia from blocking the respiratory system as his face was wedged into the mattress as Tatiana sat on his neck using her leg so he could not lift it, a medical examination found. The wife strangled husband to death with her buttocks after drinking too much alcohol, according to local media reports cited by East to West. During the trial, Tatiana was convicted of causing death by negligence after a murder charge was dropped. But the investigative committee has announced it is calling for a new murder charge against Tatiana, who had been angry after drinking heavily. After Aiden stopped showing signs of life, the accused frightened, shook him and shouted at him to wake him up. All right, so here's my arguments for the case here. First of all, gives new meaning to the phrase ass to mouth.
Wait. The charge was...
It was dropped for murder. Yeah, this is Russia, so it's different. It was dropped for murder, but now they're looking at it again. I don't know. For our purposes, I don't think... Well, she was already guilty of one thing. I don't think it really matters for us. It's a love fail. When you die by ass, something has gone terribly wrong. I mean, how much junk has to be in a trunk for it to be a deadly weapon? I think that is a question all of us lovers of big booties, that's a shame Sir Mix-a-Lot is no longer with us, because I would love to ask his opinion on this, but how much is too much junk in that trunk? Baby's got back, and baby's got a deadly weapon.
This kind of went like, I like big butts that I can't deny. Wait, I'm just trying to picture the position.
So apparently, what? like he's face down.
Okay.
And her ass is like on his neck or his head, and she's using her legs as leverage, I'm guessing, to get maximum ass to head pressure.
I'm just trying to understand why somebody decided that this was a good idea at all. Oh, vodka.
Yeah, why does anybody decide any of these stories are a good idea? We don't ask those questions. But we get to the last story, and you're like, but I don't understand. It doesn't seem like good judgment. Now?
Good point.
Thank you.
Good point.
Not only is this poor son of a bitch dead, but he smells like shit.
You know, that's the worst kind of death by chocolate I've ever heard of.
It's terrible. The only worst death was Richard Gere's hamster.
Poor poor little baby.
Actually, it was a gerbil, I believe. I got my rodents wrong.
And
my
gerbil.
And my quest for the dated joke. I apologize. all right. So,
but I don't think that. I think that was more of an accident than creativity. And if we're going in creativity, I think my story wins.
Death by ass, Joe. Death by ass.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Joe. I am a little under the weather. Tell me what was your story again? Wait.
It was the woman that was what her boyfriend told us he was watching the Olympics on TV with the boys.
Oh, right.
Caught him at some woman's house.
All right. Two things about that.
That one is a little bit more creativity.
Two things about that. There's so many stories over the internet or memes where you say, and this is the picture that got this person caught cheating. I've seen that before. I haven't seen this story before, but I've seen that before. And Joe, which you read at the end, which admittedly you were a little upset by, they're still together. They're still together.
Yeah, but you accepted the story. You both accepted the story.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But
disqualified the story.
No, it's not disqualified.
But think out of creativity, I think that, I mean, the other story, the woman just happened to lie on top of the husband. I think so.
No. Not happened to lie on top of the husband.
No. Yes, absolutely.
She used her ass as a deadly weapon.
So do I.
I understand. And when Mr. Helix passed, hold on. When Mr. Helix dies by ass, you will get number one that year, Pip.
What do you mean? Are you saying I am not an artiste, Joe?
No, but still, it took detective work to deduce what was going on in my story. And in his story, he just had to move to the right. I mean, come on.
Well, if it was just moving to the right, the poor Adar would still be alive. She was all in with that ass.
All in. Take it from one from the big booty bunch. This will pack a wallop. If you want to, if you can leverage yourself just right, I can see how that could be lethal.
Joe, have you ever noticed that when Mr. Helix creeps into a shot?
Hold on, Joe.
Joe, have you ever noticed that when Mr. Helix creeps into a shot when Pip's working from home, that he always stands in the corner like a scared little chihuahua? He knows. He knows the danger of an ass.
Yeah,
you know, you're having a nice romantic dinner with your wife. Next thing you know, she's pissed off, and you're facing a fucking fissure. Things get out of hand real quick. Give it time. Give it time. No, then I will call that one face to fissure when I read that story online.
Felonious Fissure.
Oh, there you go. I love it.
That's a good character. I'm Felonious Fissure. I'll hide on the side of your asshole.
That's my evil twin.
It's Felonious Fissure. I'm on to you, Felonious Fissure. I will get you with some preparation aid. Don't walk in
the middle of the family. Why couldn't he finish his sentence? Was he choking on a hemorrhoid? What happened? Okay.
God.
Okay. Sir, I didn't realize you were such an expert on British literature. I concede.
Truly. By the way,
I just want to say, everybody did good. There was not a bad story in the bunch this year. Everybody, I'm very happy with the efforts you guys put in.
Thank you.
See, that's the way when you were saying at the beginning, how does everybody feel? I was horsing around with getting set up. I didn't get a chance to chime in. But, it's you're putting things together. And like I said, I'll come in with five or six stories. There were a couple of ones that I keep on reversing. Yeah, it's not good. And I go with these three. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I had a reserve one, and then I read it right before we went on, and I said, "What the hell was I thinking? There's nothing to this."
I felt so good about my.
I just want to add something in for Ree and Ken and all the new folks that are listening to us. Wait till we do the far Father's Day and the Mother's Day. We're absolute pieces of shit. I mean, we need like...
Well, what are you doing?
After the story.
What are you doing? That's not how you get people to tune back in. If you thought this was morbid, stick around, kids. What are you doing?
You want to see death and destruction.
This ain't... We're just getting warmed up. What's wrong with you?
Oh, wait, The Greatest Fools is no joke either.
Yeah, no, The Greatest Fools is the best one, the April Fools. All right, we got to come up with a winner here, Pip, Joe. Listen, I think you go creativity. Things we've never heard before. Like I said, I've heard people get caught on the internet cheating and all. I've never read a story in lo these many years where it was death by asshole. I mean, death. An asshole has killed people, don't get me wrong, but never an asshole as the murder weapon.
People have been smothered before.
Not with an ass!
Whatsoever. So you're essentially saying you roll to the right. That's creative. No. My story's got creative.
No, not at all.
I like Joe's, but I think on its merits, I like Davin's better.
Thank you. Thank you. Joe, I'll tell you, I don't even think that was your best story. I think you had better stories than that one, to be honest with you.
No, because basically we were going on creativity. I mean, the other story, there was something creative about it. It was just hard. So if we're going on the creative thing, you know, the first story that we tied on, I think was a different slant on that. We kind of, you know, it's different. It was different. The second story, I just went with old school brutality on that.
But yes, funny. You did.
It was creative. It was a creative story. And you know, I mean, and your story didn't get millions of hits. This story did.
I don't know how many stories I don't know how many hits my story got. That's not a qualification. I have no idea.
I don't know, but it should, because it is great.
It might be like through the roof on Pornhub. I have no idea. So I win. Well, Pip, actually, before I give the rundown, I will tell you the story that did not make it. I'm not going to read the story, but the one that did not make my list was, again, in Russia. A man with his beauty queen, wife or girlfriend, they're walking in the woods, and what does one do when they're walking in the woods and a jealous feller? They chop off their head. He beheaded her. But that did not make the list. But that...
Why?
Well, because of what I brought. I brought urine.
No. I mean, why did he chop off her head?
Because he was jealous.
He wanted to get ahead in life.
A little dance, a little head. I just want to get head. She wouldn't give it to me, so I took it. So
we are assholes.
You guys are. I'm a lovely person. All right, Pip. So give us the rundown, if you will.
Okay, so the rundown in the beginning, we had a bucket of urine versus a pan full of cooking oil versus a nail gun. And the nail gun was not the best out of all of the contenders. The two fluids were neck and neck. And then in number two, we had brutality and cigarettes from Joe. Good God. We had a man chasing down his pregnant girlfriend, not once, but twice. And from Davin, crap. What was that one?
That was the funeral and the wedding.
Oh, the you know, your sister just died, so I'll take another sister, thank you. Can't pass up a broad for his bride. And Davin won for one wedding plus one funeral. And the last, the number one was, I had said that it was the guy who played Buzz in Home Alone for strangling his girlfriend, allegedly. Joe had I'm blanking out. What did Joe have?
The woman catching her boyfriend at this other woman's house.
Right, catching the something going on in the mirror with the nicely shaved pins. But right. Davin with the Russian woman, plots in her big butt on her husband and smothering him was number one. That was that. Yes.
Very.
That was. So Davin wins by a nose or an ass.
Always by an ass. That was very hard fought. I'm very proud of that victory. I will say that when I was putting my stories together, I'm like, this ass story is going to appeal to Pip, and that could come in handy.
Yeah, because she was the one that deemed it. It doesn't seem like it was an original, you know, original or creative. Just somebody rolled over to the right.
No, that's not what happened.
Well, I think that it was unique. Because you don't hear about a lot of ass smotherings.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, that really just appealed to me.
That was a very... All right,
it led to the birth of my evil twin, Felonious Fisher.
Felonious Fisher, yes. Joey, here's all you got to do. You got to see the comedy that comes out of these stories. So much comedy came out of that story. That's how you know. That's how you know it's a good story. How much comedy can we mine out of this absurdity?
It was great.
All right, real quick.
The news is if it was delivered to you by assholes.
Yes.
Yes.
Real quick, since we have a little bit of time, we'll touch on the Whoopi Goldberg thing real quick. So I guess a week or two ago, or last week, Whoopi Goldberg's on The View, and where all these women give their view, enough. And apparently they're talking about the Holocaust. Are you this show? Why? And I guess Whoopi Goldberg said the Holocaust wasn't about racism, which most people would say it was, because the Nazis considered themselves the master race, and they considered Jews the inferior race. So Goldberg says this. She apologizes later. She apologizes, and the next day she's on the show, and she apologizes to the guy from the head of the Anti-Defamation League. And she has no history of being an anti-Semite. From what I understand, she actually has a history of being an ally to the Jews. So she apologized immediately, and they suspended her for 2 weeks so that she could reflect.
What they did was wrong. Here's the deal. What she said is that the Holocaust was not about race. It was man's inhumanity to man. She's half right. The other part of it, it was about race. She didn't say anything anti-Semitic. She was speaking out of ignorance. She wasn't speaking out of malice. It was about race, but it was also about man's inhumanity to man. She said nothing anti-Semitic. The way she said that was, in her mind, she equates race with the whole black and white thing.
And that's what people have to understand. Black people look at race completely different. Like black people see Jews and they go, other white people. Anti-Semites see Jews and don't look at them as other white people. So she didn't have the same perspective. I agree with Joe. There was no malice. ABC didn't have to suspend her for 2 weeks. There was no outcry. She immediately apologized. She doesn't have a history of this. It's The View. It's a bunch of bitches talking shit out of their ass all the time. That's what it's called. Well, nobody's getting asphyxiated, but to suspend her for giving her opinion, then what's the point of having the show? It's an opinion
right.
show. What is the point?
Right. You know, and she just, it was not out of malice. She was speaking out of English. And for her to go, 2 weeks to reflect. 2 weeks to reflect on what? Everybody saw what happened, knew what happened, knew it wasn't Adam Malice. It's just the whole thing where it's just going to ruin, it's ruining entertainment, it's ruining TV, because everybody is afraid that the whole cancel culture will get them. And when you have somebody that's, of a liberal mind and it's coming back on them, they're starting to eat their own.
Well,
yeah, it is starting to eat their own. I mean, I remember, Joe, that there's a difference between people canceling people over every perceived blunder or every perceived insult and people saying we're not going to tolerate hate speech anymore. And so I just want to make that distinction before I say I remember Joe saying that this is going to get worse and worse and worse, and so that people are afraid to say anything. And I think that that was, prescient, because now we are starting to see people just afraid to say things. A talk show where you bring up topics and you give your view, and then it's like, well, but be careful if it's not the the view that we all ascribe to, or we don't agree with your view, then you're going to be punished. So it's like, what kind of interesting show could it possibly be if they have to walk on eggshells every day? Some people would say that it's not interesting at all. I'm not a fan of the show, but you know, you're cutting people off before they can even talk.
Yeah. You know, when you see what she said, she absolutely had no malice. And basically, with Joe Rogan, with all the snippets of him saying the N-word, everything was taken out of context. You don't know, you don't give an individual thing. He would not go on there and use the N-word in a derogatory way. It would be part of a point or that he would have with a guest on the show of the indignity or how the word is used wrong or maybe the hypocrisy of the word. But what they do is they get all these snippets and lay it out there and then go, oh, my God, what did he say? He said it's snippets, and there's no backstory to the snippets that he said.
Well, here's the more disturbing thing about Joe Rogan. Also, what was pulled out. So I guess Joe Rogan saw Planet of the Apes in an African-American movie theater. I guess like him and a couple of his white friends went to see it there. And he said on his show, it was like being in Africa, it was like Planet of the Apes. So there, that's the one, and I saw the full clip. He's talking about it, and then he even says, you know, that's racist. He even said it's racist at the time. I understand that.
I don't think you do. You know, it's not like it's CNN and he's like...
But here's the thing. Joe Rogan is apologizing for everything now. He said at the time it was racist. I mean, you know, it's a joke and it's racist. It can be both. And it was both. And people can decide what they want to do with it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If somebody dredges up the Rot Gut album cover that we did back in 93... And, oh, well, you're all on this and that. Yeah, we were. It was funny. It was acceptable at the time. We were a lot of the stuff was based on rap and stuff like that. I'm not apologizing for shit if I got called on the carpet for that. And I would also preface it that if people are looking at that and offended, they're assholes. Also, all these people in the cancel culture are killing free speech. And in my opinion, they're the enemy combatants. And enemies of free speech should be dealt with as such.
Yeah, but you never say that about all the right wing school systems that want to cancel books. We talked about the story Mouse last week and the right wing school district in Tennessee that wants to cancel.
And I did say it. Was
no, but you didn't call them the enemy within. You didn't call them that's the difference.
I'm sorry. What was that?
You did not call them the enemy within. You said they were wrong, but you didn't call them the enemy within for trying to cancel this book.
But the ones that are trying to kill people's livelihoods.
If you cancel books, you're killing authors' livelihoods. You most certainly are.
You want to know something? If it continues, then they're the enemy within. It should be dealt with that.
They are canceling a ton of books. I said the right wing is going after a lot of books that used to be in books. It used to be in libraries for years. So it's not a right left wing thing. Every time we talk about this, I was trying to. It's not a right left wing.
Then they're the enemy within. If you're going after free speech, you're the enemy within. It doesn't mean what side of the aisle you're on. And the far right is just as guilty as the far left.
Listen, I don't think Joe Rogan needs to be silenced. I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he feels bad about it. People evolve.
Yeah, I do too.
People evolve. He's not asking, you know, people to stand by him and how dare you. You know, he said, I'm not racist, but anytime you have to say, I'm not racist, you fucked up somewhere. That's what it is. I mean, listen, anybody can say whatever they want to say. I think where people are upset is, you know, musicians get screwed on that platform where they get 0.0003% of a penny for their music, and Spotify takes that money and gives Joe Rogan $100 million, and Joe Rogan has his history. I think that's why people are upset.
Yeah, because people want to listen to Joe Rogan. People are not, if you're looking at Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and stuff like that, I mean, half of your audience doesn't even know what Spotify is. They think it's a stain remover. I go, you know, they want to take a stand. And you want to know something, especially and basically while they're taking a stand, Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, all these guys from the 60s, they spoke out, and when Joe Rogan had these guests on, all right, regardless of what it is, it was people speaking out against the establishment. These people, Neil Young, made their living making music that spoke out against the establishment. And you know, they caught their flack for it back then, too. So for them to turn around and go, well, we're going to boycott it, well, isn't it hypocritical of what they're doing?
Well,
when you have a differing opinion, yes, it is.
I can argue that if you're tossing around $100 million for a podcast, you're the establishment. I can make that argument very easily. I could say in this case...
But when you're offering views that differ from the establishment, and you're complaining about these views that differentiate from the establishment, where 50 years ago your whole gig was protesting things against the establishment, you're hypocritical.
Well, they're not. They said take my music off the platform. Anybody has a right to say that.
You're protesting something that was said that's against the
They have a right to protest.
The established norm that they don't want to hear.
They have a right to protest.
Where they had their music that was kind of, you know, that some stations didn't play back then on stage because it was protesting something against the establishment. It's hypocritical. How could it not be?
I don't go on, Pip.
I don't know what things specifically Neil Young was protesting against that Joe Rogan says.
It was the vaccine stuff. It was the vaccine
stuff.
It was all the stuff about the vaccines.
Well, that's the thing, is that I don't think that necessarily... I get what you're saying, Joe, is that he is like sort of the underdog poking at the establishment. But as far as, you know, the argument about, you know, like anti-vaccine and such, I think that a lot of people feel like it's done damage when people are espousing anti-science opinions.
Well, just to deal with the whole science thing, then Dr. Fauci should be silenced, because continually, from what he said the past year, he's been wrong on a lot of things, spreading more false information that it turns out. You have these doctors that were doctors that did research that found that some of the methods, I can't pronounce the name, Invictor something or other, that one thing, it did reduce the severity of getting COVID. The same way that the Pfizer, the Moderna, the J&J reduced the severity of getting the virus.
Well, not according.
It doesn't go with the narrative that the establishment has produced. There's a problem. They don't want them to know that.
Not according to the nurse. Hold on.
Let me continue. It was also brought up by this woman that is on a grant on this think tank that has this, who she's on the dole, and she wants to complain about it because it looks good and keeps the grant money coming in.
Well, not according to the nurse in the emergency room yesterday. She was talking to some woman, and we were in the next thing over, and she was like, the ivermectin doesn't work at all, has zero effect. I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog in that fight.
And then you follow another doctor, and then you follow another doctor, they'll tell you that it did work and it reduced the severity. You're following the science. The science is not an accurate thing. As we've seen for the past 2 years, the science changes at every turn, and there are things that work. The human body is has different chemistry. Some treatments will work. Some treatments will not work. If you bring out the anything to the contrary, you're shut down. And this is the thing. And meanwhile, you bring it, and it goes back to the whole thing. You have people on there that are bringing up to the contrary, that goes against the grain, goes against the establishment. And meanwhile, they want to be silenced by people that were outspoken in the 60s that went against the grain and were outspoken. And they're being hypocritical about it.
Well, listen, I think if you want to listen to Joe Rogan, listen to Joe Rogan. If you don't want to listen to him, don't listen to him.
Exactly. And you have your freedom to make up your own mind.
Yeah, and Spotify has the freedom to keep them on the platform, or go, you know what, it's not worth the headache. And if they decide it's not worth the headache, I don't look at it as silencing him. I look at it as a business decision. That's all this is. That's all it always comes down to. What's good for business? Right now, it's good for business to keep Joe Rogan there and put warnings up and take down an episode or two, whatever the hell they're doing. Next week, it might be good business to put those episodes back, or it might be good business to get rid of Joe Rogan. That's all it is. You can't look for morals. It's about business. And, you know, listen, like I said, if you're going to listen to Joe Rogan over your doctor for medical advice, whatever happens to you, you kind of deserve.
Well, if you listen to your doctor, also you have people, but if you're trying to silence people that have an alternate view to what is a narrative put out by the government, you have the right to listen to that. You have the right to make up your own mind. You have your right to ask your doctor about the views that you heard on the show and be told by your doctor if he agrees with it or he does not.
Yeah, but Rogan himself said he didn't realize he's got a lot of power now. He said himself he has to take more responsibility. It's not to say he shouldn't have those other people on. He can have whoever he wants on. I don't care. I've never listened to an episode of Joe Rogan, and this isn't going to affect me one way or the other. I'm never going to listen to an episode of Joe Rogan. I don't care. And it's nothing against Joe Rogan. I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Look, when we were on TRN or TRL or Total Request Live, what was we on?
Talk Radio Network, where we were syndicated?
When we were syndicated, we had to change what we did.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Listen, I'm not really worried about what a comic says. Even though I'm a comic and I say a bunch of shit, I always say, even though I'm smarter than a lot of the people you listen to, still, if you're guiding your life by me, you're kind of already fucked. I mean, to be fair. But that being said, if you're listening to a lot of other people, you're even more fucked. So really, you should ask experts. Like, I'll give you my opinion on COVID, but you should ask your doctor. If you want
your opinion and say, look, I heard this on Joe Rogan. Oh, it's worth it. You get some I had a couple of friends that were saying, you know, there was some alternate things. And I was talking to my doctor. My doctor said, yeah, I'll get you the prescription for it. It works. Blah, 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 blah. Every doctor has a different opinion, you know? And that's why you went to an orthopedist down in Jersey instead of up by you. Why? He had a different way of doing something or a smarter way of doing something. You make your judgment, and there's different ways to do medicine.
There's a difference between listening to different doctors' opinions and when we're talking about the science, we're talking about testing that's been done by the scientific method over a period of time with proper controls and a proper testing group. And so what I'm saying is that, I mean, with the disclaimer, I haven't listened to what Joe Rogan said that people are objecting to or which people he had on. However, the objection is that if you have people on who are giving, even if they are doctors or scientists, but they're giving anecdotal evidence about how good or bad this thing is versus that thing, that's not what I mean by science. I'm saying things that have been tested and proven by the scientific method.
Well, what those doctors, when you looked on the research of the drug that they were discussing, it did have results that it did lessen the effect of COVID. And basically what they were saying, there were studies that showed it did lessen the effect of COVID. So it wasn't, you know, and it's up to you to make the decision to talk about it with your doctor, but you do bring somebody on that gives their expertise or what their findings are. One of the interesting things that makes it entertaining in the show is that it could be the contrary of what the mainstream has. Your freedom as a citizen is to watch this and decide if you agree with it, if you research it, or you think it's horseshit.
Well, the point that he's made, that he realizes that he has such a large audience, so he has a greater responsibility to be, you know, sorry to use the same word again, to be responsible about what he's showing. As long as he's bringing these people on and they are saying, you know, okay, well, this is how we came to this conclusion. This is how it was tested. This is our methodology. Whatever they're bringing to the table, as long as they're being clear about how they came to that, then it's up to you, the listener, to make your own decisions and talk to your doctor.
Right, and also the same thing is that, you know, why, you know, obviously it happened during the same time frame, but also something that Joe Rogan and Whoopi Goldberg have both learned is if you say something and you're not saying it in a malicious way and somebody takes it the wrong way, boy, oh boy, the posse comes in with guns a-blazing, you know?
Yeah,
And that's where the problem is now.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take our last break. We'll come back with some scamming scammers. That's what we will do. On the break, we got new music from Binky Womack with Magic Woman and Eggsta with Flame. And you can